News Talk ZB.
Good evening, it is now 5:07. We have had a backtrack today from the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, which has downgraded its previous estimates of the benefits of hosting the America's Cup. The optimistic figures were widely reported in media and relied on by key decision makers, including Economic Development Minister David Parker and Auckland Mayor Phil Goff. I suggest they'll be rethinking some of the numbers when they see this report. Sam Warburton from the New Zealand Initiative is the man who forced MB to make the changes. And Sam, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Sam, tell us about this. How did this come about? You complained, did you, to MB?
My interest in this was sparked when Grant Dalton was talking about New Zealand having to pay a hosting fee. And so I took a look at the economic analysis to see if there was anything about a hosting fee. And while I was trying to find that, I just stumbled across what looked like a fairly basic error in the economic analysis.
And what's the basic error? Where's the area? What is the error?
Well, so the report talks about the benefits and costs of hosting the America's Cup. And it says that there's between a 1.2 and 1.8 benefit cost ratio. In simple terms, what that means is that the benefits exceed the costs by between 20% and 80%. But in the page immediately before that 1.2 to 1.8, there's enough numbers for anyone who's interested to work out what's going on. And when you do the calculations, you come out with a much lower figure than that.
Right, so anything over one is positive, isn't it? So what's the actual benefit cost ratio then?
Well, the actual is around about one. Now, this also assumes that every other assumption in the analysis is correct. So all the input data and all the assumptions are correct. But when you review these kinds of reports, what you often find is that there's a lot of optimism bias. So benefits, once you have a look at these kind of events after the fact, turn out to be a bit lower than what you expected, and costs or almost always blow out. So when you see a number that's around about one, you should be really, really worried that the benefits are going to turn out lower and the costs higher.
Okay, and it's around one. So what does that tell us, that the investment can't be justified?
It's a very, very risky investment in terms of the economic return to the country. Now, that's not to say that the event might not be fun for people, but I don't know, my personal view is yachting is boring, it's a bit of an elite sport, and there's plenty of other cultural and sporting events out there that we could be funding instead.
Right, well, there could be a social benefit, obviously. Did you do some numbers around the hosting fee as well, did you?
Yes, I looked at that as well. So Grant Dalton, well, according to media reports, is Grant Dalton's asked for $116 million hosting fee. There's been a bit of a dispute around that, maybe it's a bit lower than that. But if the government was to pay that fee, the costs quickly exceed the benefits. So the costs will exceed the benefits by between 10 and 20%.
Yeah, I don't know where that 116 million came from. I thought it was a 10 or 20 million. I don't know. We can't confirm that.
There's also been other media reports of it being around $60 to $80 million, but even then, it really doesn't matter what the fee is. Whatever the fee, the benefits will be swamped by the costs.
Previous analysis of the benefits of the America's Cup when we had it before, I understood to point to the fact that it had a significant benefit to the country. What do you say to that?
Well, there's different methods that economic consultancies use to estimate these things. This MB one used three methods. One of them is very good. That's the one that still made the mistake that I've found. And then there's two others, which are very, very murky. A lot of economists don't trust them. You can never actually work out what's going on. MB is still standing behind those. And those would have been what we used previously. And you just can't trust those numbers. Yes, when you spend a lot of money, you generate a lot of benefit, but when you spend that money, you're taking it away from other things. So the council could be building roads or social housing or other cultural and sports events. And those things also have really, really big flow-on impacts socially and economically.
Sam, thank you very much. Interesting. I appreciate it. That is Sam Warburton, Research Fellow at the New Zealand Initiative.